We have an intriguing Gemara. Yesterday we had a chance, just for those who were yesterday, we had a chance before we went together about Rashi just to hear, just mamash to a lick of the Gemara, just to read the Gemara, to notice, to begin to notice some of the problems. Let's take a more careful look now. The Mishnah opened our brothers and Zikin. The Gemara wants to know what's the significance of us. And the Gemara is drawn to that. Someone asked this morning to say our numbers. The fact that the Mishnah opens with a number, that doesn't surprise us. The Gemara tells us elsewhere that that was an important technique of the early Tanaim, as a matter of to organize the dinim into numbers. The Gemara actually suggests that might be one of the reasons why early Tanaim referred to as sofrim. Either because they used numbers to get a handle on Tarshish B'Chsav, they counted the words of the Torah to make sure they had every single word, or they used numbers to get a handle on Tarshish B'Alpeh. There are four Rosh Hashanah and four Ravas, the Lamatas Malachas, and 13 Dimei Nivusav Torah, Minyanei Maseches Taharah, and so on and so forth. Numbers don't surprise us. It's a good way to organize Dinim, a good way to remember Dinim. Arba is fine, but Arba Avas Nezikin, say Arba Nezikin. What's with Arba Avas Nezikin? So Avos Maklal, Tikka told us. According to them, Avos, instead of just Nezikin, or in categories of Nezikin, Avos and Nezikin, that means that they have children. They generate, they spawn other cases. They can be told us. Told us in Kiyotzman, Lav Kiyotzman. The very first question we have is, what's the relationship between the generators and the generating? What's the relationship between the Avos and the Toldos? And the Gemara explains right away a little bit of the background to that question, not asking in a vacuum entirely. After all, there's a model there too. We know, out in the world, in the larger span of halacha, we can find the cases where the toldos have the same din as the abbas. We can find cases where the toldos do not have the same din as the abbas. We get to Beis Min Beis, we'll see comments we showed right here, but there's more even background to this question. But part of the background is that we're not just asking in a vacuum, how are these told us like the others or not? It's because, after all, we want to know whether told us of Nezikin are like told us of Shabbos or like told us of Tumah. Now, by Shabbos, Tanan, a Mishnah, and Gimel, and Alf, Masechet Shabbos, Avos Malachas are Boim Chazarachas. There are Avos Malachas. There, too, you have a language of Avos, and there, too, we can therefore make the same Diak, Miklal, Nikatolos. And there's no question about whether Toldos are in Kiyotzven or Lav Kiyotzven. There it's clear. It's clear that the Toldos operate like the others. How do you know? How is it clear it's the same? How is it clear that it's the same? Right. Because Lo Shana Av Chatzis, Lo Shana Toldos Chatzis. Lo Shana Av Skilo, Lo Shana Toldos Skilo. To let's say, Zorea planting a seed or planting a potted plant in the soil, Zareya, Noteya, those are Avos. And Mashke, to water something which is already growing, is a Toldo. But it's clear that to water is just as a severe violation of Malach HaShabbos as to plant. You do this one, Mishav Gerichat, do that Mishav Gerichat. Do this one with Eidim and Mezid with Eidim and Asra, Skila. That one, Mezid and Asra, also Skila. It's the same Chomer Eser. It's the same Chomer Iser. The Toldos are Kayotzven, Toldos of Par, have the same status as the Avos. Then the Gemara said, now we could have jumped right now to the bottom line. Because, okay, so the Toldos of Shabbos is an example, Toldos and Kayotzven. Now let's take a look at Tumah, where, as we'll see, Toldos and Lav Kayotzven. But the Gemara is not done yet. Right? The Gemara says, one second. Can I ask you a question? You told me Toldos and Kiyotzvah. And Av told us the same Chatzis, the same Karis, the same Skilim. So the question is, one second, Ibrazoi, so then Taka Mai Ikabin Av told him. What is there between an Av and a Toldos? Which sounds like we're asking, what is the difference? Which is, of course, a funny question to ask. You just told me there's no difference. No difference. There's no difference. Okay, there's no difference. So what's the difference? A type of double. It seems like double talk. But you didn't believe me? And then you go to text, there is a difference. So it's not saying Yotzvah and Lav Kiyotzvah. So obviously, we want to say Tov Zein Kayotzman, but there might be finer differences in Av and Tolda. But basically, it's the same Madrega. Whereas by Tuma, they're both Tomei, but they're very different strengths. Av and Tolda basically the same strength. But as we'll see, the difference between Av and Tolda has to do with their relationship. Nafkamina, Ritva is going to give us more in terms of appreciating what the Gemara's question is. Ma'yekib and Av and Tolda. Let's see, what's the Gemara's first answer? Nafkamina, the other Nafkamina is, Di'ilu avet shtei avets ba'dei adadi, inam eshtei toldas ba'dei adadi, inam eshtei toldas ba'dei adadi, v'chai v'kol chada v'chada. Gemara says, you know what's the difference between Av and Tolda? You know what lies between an Av and a Tolda? If you do two Avas, you have to, you're chayiv two. You do two Toldas, you're also chayiv two. Let's back up a drop to understand what this means. There are 30, we're getting to, the Gemara is raising a concept of chiluk lechatos, which we need to appreciate a little bit. If a fellow is Machal Shabbos, a major of the Eidim Asra, what's the onesh? Chayiv skil. A fellow's owner of Odazara, the Mez Eimer Asra, Chayiv Skil. Let's say a fellow is both, he does both. He's the owner of Odazara, the Mez of Asra, and he's also Machal Shas Mez of Asra. What does he get?
Skila.
Right? How many times? Obviously once. As the Gemara says, you can't give a double death penalty. However, they both are also Chayiv Paris. So if you had a over the Zara Bemesis but no Aidan Bahasra, so without Aidan Bahasra, and don't you have Aidan who witnessed it and who gave you Hasra and certified that you're Mesid, Bezin can't act. Bezin can't give you Mises Bezin unless there are not only the in truth it was Aidan Bahasra, but the actual Aidan who saw it, who spoke to him, and he said, I don't care, I'm gonna do it anyways. So if it was done Bemesis but without the Aidan with Hasra, so then there's no Mises Bezin, but there is Paris. For both Avodah Zarah and Chil Shabbos. But once again, if a fellow did both of them b'mezid, presumably you only get Paris once. Whatever Paris means, the special Rishon has to do with Dada Gemara. Rishon discussed, is it purely a question of physically when a person dies, that has to do with a kind of the Neshama, whatever it is, sounds like it happens once. But how about the Shabbos? The fellow was Ovi Vodazar B'Shogig. How could a Jew do that B'Shogig? So that means he thought that there's nothing wrong with being a synchronist. Nothing wrong with blending Chalil V'Chad, blending religions. So Shabbos he goes to Shul, and Sunday he goes to church. And he thought that's done nothing wrong. As long as I go to Shul, what does it matter if I go to church too? Clearly, he's wrong. We call that syncretism. You sort of blend two different religions together. It sounds like that's what was going on. If you think back to Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, right, they were doing some mitzvahs, and then they were worshipping Hashem part of the time, they were worshipping Baal. So maybe the guy thinks, that's not what's wrong. As long as I daven three times a day, take a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, God doesn't care what else I do. But clearly, very, very, very misguided, but he was a shogun. He thought it's mutter. And he didn't realize that you can't water the lawn on Shabbos. He didn't realize the Jews shouldn't go to church on Sunday. And he goes to the late services. He chaps the early shacharis, and then he walks down the block to Mass. He thought that's fine. Nebuch, he thought that's fine. And he thought it's fine to come home from shul Shabbos morning, water the lawn. What's wrong? Just water the lawn, not doing any malach, I'm not driving. Right? I'm not planting, I'm just watering. He didn't realize the water is a malach. So the fellow Nebuch, see, he was Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, and he was the owner of Ozar B'Shogeg. So what does he have to do now? Not Chayim Misa, not Chayim Karas, it's B'Shogeg, it's Chayim Karpon Chantas. How many Chatos does he bring?
Two.
Two. Why two? If a fellow became, let me just understand a little, appreciate the idea of Chil Chatos. If a Jew, you're not going to kill him twice, it's because it's impossible. But let's say on Tuesday, I found a dead mouse. I picked him up by the tail and I disposed of him. So now I became a Rishon LeTumah because I just touched the dead mouse as an Av HaTumah. Right? That was on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, I shook hands with the Metzorah. So now I became Tamei because the Sheik touched the Torah. I could go to, how many times do I have to go to Mikvah in order to be Tamei? Once. Even though I became two different things made me Tamei. But I'm Tamei, and one tefillah b'mikvah gets rid of everything. Right? Or let's say I have a tray for frying pan. Let's say I go to a yard sale, and I buy a frying pan. It's a tray for frying pan. So I need to kasha the frying pan. So I fire up the furnace, and I throw in the frying pan until it glows red, and I take it out. It's kasha. Why is it kasha? That frying pan is used hundreds of times for ham and eggs. Maybe thousands of times. The old frying pan. Used thousands of times for tarfus. Right? Maybe it was even used for tarfus three times in the last 24 hours. You only have to kasher it once. Why? Why do I have to kasher one for each time? No. Because one kasher removes everything. One tefillah b'mikvah removes all the tumah. So you could have imagined, look, I did all these different avaras b'shogeg. Tells about Shulam. He comes to Torah mitzvahs later in life. He says, Gevalt, he did all these thousands of Averis that he didn't even know. That's not getting involved whether technically the actually Chayav Chatzos or not. One, you could do tshuva and cover all of them. But in terms of Chayav Chatzos, if I was Mechal Shabbos last, if I was Mechal Shabbos as I would have Zara, I got to bring a separate carbon Chatzos for each one. Why? Because if I water the lawn three times in one Shabbos, I only have to bring one carbon chatas. If I just reiterated the same Aveira again and again and again and again, that's one carbon chatas, covers everything. But if I do Avodah Zarah and Chil Shabbos, now I have to bring one chatas for each. That's called Shemus Muchlakim. So one type of chiluk is different shemos, different names. When the Tanaim use the term shem, it often means a category. Now there are two different isurim. I did the isur of Avodah Zarah, I did the isur of Shabbos, so those are independent. It's not the same as the Mechal Shabbos twice. Or let's say I did the same Avera, but with different people. So you have a fellow who was a noif. He didn't realize that the Torah says lo sinif. He didn't know that you're not allowed to be an adulterer. That's a problem. Let's be clear. Ishes ishes yag vayavah. Sadly, there are otherwise religious people, strange but true, there are otherwise religious people who somehow think that Ashes Ish is okay or just fall into temptation to do it anyways. That's no laughing matter. It's about as severe an avera as a Jew can do. It's one of the three Yarg Vayavars. So let's say the fellow, man and woman have an affair, she's married to someone else, and they have an affair. So that's a severe, severe sin. They did it b'mezid, misas bezdin, kares, very severe. They did it b'shogi. They didn't realize it was us. As the apostle, maybe it turns out that she thought that she was more polite cases. She thought that the divorce was valid, turns out there wasn't. Something like that. She thought her husband was dead, turns out he wasn't. It was minat Torah. Something like that. Or they violated adultery. And they just thought it was okay. Rachman al-Tzlam. So, b'shogeg, chayav karas. That's right, b'mezir chayav karas and misas bezin. B'shogeg, chayav karas. Right? If the couple violated niyuf multiple times, chayav one carbon chatas. But if this fellow was mezana with two or three different married women, so that's a separate chatas for each one. It's the same aveir, it's the same shame, that's what we call gufin muhlak. You're violating the same aveir with different people. And there are more examples. Then the Gemara also says, and you saw this Gemara in Gimel and Beis in Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara says, how about if I water the lawn, how about if I went out, I decided I need a new tree in the front yard. Good. So I went out front with my trowel and the tree I'm going to plant. I dig a hole, that's Choresh, and then I pot the tree. That's Zoreah. Two malachas. I did a b'shoah, I didn't realize you're not allowed to do gardening on Shabbos. No one ever told me. I thought Shabbos you can't drive, Shabbos you can't write, and you can't kindle fires. I didn't know, you can't garden. You're out. I did two malachas b'shoah. How many carbonous chatzos do you have to bring? Two. How do you know? Prove to me from Mishnah. And so? So? If I eat pork and camel meat, I'm only chayiv one, well, that's not curry, it's only chayiv one set of malchus. Well, the Mishnah says it's malachas machalkas. Where does the Mishnah say this? Which Mishnah?
Ayin Gimel.
Ayin Gimel, where does the Mishnah Ayin Gimel say it? Good.
It says 40
plus 5 plus twice. Ah, right, the very first Gemara in Gemara Beis says, why are you hacking with a number? And now you once but twice, right? Me, you want to tell me once 39, like our Mishnah. We told me again 39. Wait, it's day 39, for I can count on my own. So the Gemara says, no, the point is that you could be chayv up to 39 chataos for this list. That for each malachi you do, you chayv a new chataos. Ah, so Zoreya, Choresh, Kotzer, Ma'amer. Each malacha requires its own carbon chatzos. Good moment. That's the background to understand our sugya. So if I did zoreya and kotzer, I'm chayav two chatzos. If I did a told of zoreya and a told of kotzer, I'm also chayav two chatzos. Right? That's what the Gemara says. If you do two avos, you're only chayav. You're chayav two. You did two toldos, you're also chayav two. Right? If you did an av the tolda the day, I did an av and it's tolda, I did zoreya, I planted, and then I watered, which is a tolda planting, I'm chayiv how many?
One.
So what's the Gemara saying? That is the answer to what question? What's the nefmi? It's an av and a tolda. Your nefmi av and tolda is, you do two av and you chayiv two. You do two toldas, you chayiv two. You do an av and a tolda, you only chayiv one. Boom. Good? Why not? First, is what I said clear? Before I get into, do you understand the logic or not? Is that clear? What's the hole in the Gemara's logic? It's not nafkin between. I've told it's nafkin between. See, what the Gemara basically said was like this. Zoreya is an av. Mashke, watering, is a tol. Tochein is an av. Right? Grinding is an av. So the Rambam gives an example. Chotech dak dak, to dice something very finely, is a tol. Right? So the Gemara says, if I did Zoreya and Tochein, I'm chayiv too. If I did mashke and chotech, dak dak, I'm chayiv two. If it is zoreya and mashke, I'm only chayiv one. And the Gemara says, that's how you know that there's a nafka mitzvah between an av and a tolda. So we say, one second, they're not between an av and a tolda? It's not between av, whether you're top row or bottom row, it's not between the two colors. Right? If you did something from this group and something from this group, you're chayiv two. Whether you did zoreya and tochein, did mashke and chotech, but you did from the blue group or from the red group, you're chayiv two. If I did zoreya and mashke, I'm chayiv one. Why? Because zoreya is an av? Well, how about if I did zoreya and chotech? Also chayiv two. If I did tochein and mashke, also chayiv two. Not nafka mina between avos and toldos. Sounds more like it's nafka mina between the fact that you have 39 groups, that you have chiluch malachas, that instead of seeing all of Chilul Shabbos as one big avera, we say, no, each group operates on its own. But it's not nafkamina between av and a tolda, it's nafkamina between having separate groups. But if you flip them, if you flip the av and tolda, the dinim would still be the same. L'chora. No? What do you say, Ari? Oh, but then you two toldos from the same av, l'chora, you're chayiv also one. Very good. When we say two toldos, we mean two toldos l'chora of two different avos. Right? So, very, very sharp.
Maybe not according to Rashi.
Oh, what's Rashi say?
Says you only chayiv in the
avos. Ooh. So So Sam points out, we better read Rashi carefully. And one way, one solution to this problem exactly comes through reading Rashi again. What does Rashi say? Very, very sharp. Rashi says, "Iavich te'avis b'shogeg mechayev tarti chatos." Good. Yechayev tu chatos. But if you did Av told the day, Av and it's told her, lo mechayev el chayev, only chayev one. Ah, Av melacha on yechayev one for what? Rashi says yechayev one for ah the first aleph. By the way, you should know aleph is a can be a prefix in Aramaic. A prefix attached to a noun. You never have an aleph attached to a noun in Hebrew. But in Aramaic, you have an aleph attached to a noun, and it means al. Av means al ha'av. You're chayiv on the av melacha. Aval ah told the day lo mechayiv. You're chayiv on the av, but not on the tolda. Same point that we didn't say you're chayiv one for both. We said you're chayiv for the av and not for its tolda. That's fascinating. The Poras Yosef in the back of the Gemara suggests. Says, if you read Rashi, wow, that's almost like Iker and Tuffel. By Iker, Tuffel, and Brachas, there actually is a kleb. Is the pshat that the bracha covers both? Is it cereal and milk? Now the milk is mizonos also? Because it's tough, it loses its identity, now it's mizonos milk? Because it's tough to the cereal, so the cereal is mizonos? Or no, the milk is shahakal, but this milk doesn't need a bracha, because once you make a bracha on the Iker, it loses its identity, it doesn't count. It was covered by the bracha on the cereal. So now, Paras Yosef suggests, if you read Rashi, he says, not that they count as one, you're chayv on the av. So he has two fascinating nafkuminas. He says, in other words, if I do zoreya and mashke at the same time, the mashke, because it's a child, so to speak, of zoreya, something that teenagers often struggle with, can I have my own identity in the presence of my parents? The root of a lot of adolescent angst. But this is going on not only in psychologically, but it's going on halachically as well. Right? According to Rashi, if you're going to do Zoreya and Mashke, you're no longer Chai, the Mashke doesn't count. You're only Chai for Zoreya. Even though, if I just watered, everyone agrees, we said Beferish, if you do a Tolda, you're Chai of Chatas. That's what Nora said before. If you're Tolda alone, you're Chai of Chatas. But once a Tolda is in the presence of its Av, for Rashi claims, it loses its identity. All of a sudden, it doesn't count anymore. You're not chayiv for mashke if you also did zareya. So Rapoz Yosef suggests two remarkable nafkaminas, and Ari just gave us a third nafkamina. Rapoz Yosef says, well, number one, let's say I did both zareya and mashke. You could disagree with this nafkamina, but it's sort of a thought experiment, it's interesting. Let's say I did both zareya and mashke. But I did Zoreya b'mezi. And Mashke b'shogeg. Well, let's say the reverse. Let's start with I did Zoreya b'shogeg. And Mashke, I didn't realize not a lot of plant. But I knew not a lot of water. I did both. So you're chayev chatas first. You did Zoreya b'shogeg. You did the av b'shogeg. Chayev chatas. How about the reverse? I did the av b'mezi. The tolda b'shogeg. Paras Yosef says, maybe not chayev at all. Even if all I did was mashke b'shogeg chayav chatas. If you did zoreya also, the zoreya takes over. But you're not chayav chatas for the zoreya because it was done b'mezid. So you're chayav skila. If we can get you on it, you're chayav skila. If you were edim ha'asra. But no edim ha'asra, you're chayav kares, but nothing bidei adam. And he suggests no chatas. You can look at the part. You are. But you're also going to be, assuming there were, you only chayav skila if they're edim ha'asra. And we might still tell you to bring carbon chatzos before we kill you. To bring carbon chatzos, you want to get kapar. Right? But let's say even, also, you only have skila if you have edim ha'asra. Most cases of mezid, there's no skila, because to have edim watching and they gave you asra. I said, you know, if you do that, you can be chayav misa. And the guy says, well, I don't really care. I'm going to do it anyways. That's pretty, hopefully, a rare situation. And the Paras Yosef gives another nafkamina, but Ari gave us a very prescient nafkamina. So Ari pointed out, if you the Gemara never said if you do two toldos of Zoray, you're chayiv one. The Gemara said if you do the odd and it's told you're chayiv one. So we thought that's because each group works on its own, sort of like Shem with Bukhlakim, Gufu Bukhlakim, and the Chilim Lachs. But Rashi says, no, it's not quite, that's not all that there is. It's true that each Av counts on its own. The Toldos are Batel to their Avos. But maybe, in the absence of the Av, maybe not, but maybe I should be Chayim for each Tolda separately, perhaps. Right, so that, well, no, the Gemara was clear. If you do just the Tolda, you're Chayav Chatzis. Loshna Av Chatzis, Loshna Tolda Chatzis. Loshna Av Skilash Tolda. If I do a Tolda without any Av, I am Chayav for that. That's clear. It's just that if I do the Tolda, if the Tolda is in the presence of the Av, all of a sudden, that's how Rashi seems to be interpreting it. All of a sudden, the Tolda becomes like a Tafel to the Av. That's what Ari's pointing out. Well, in the Chanam, and there's a real nafkamina between Av and Tolda. In other words, if I do two Toldas of the same Av, but no Av, then I'm chayav too. But if I did an Av and a Tolda, the Av takes over and makes the Tolda putter, so to speak. Because now you have an Ikar and Tafel, as opposed to two Tefalim. The two Tefalims, neither one is Tafel to the other. But once I have an Ikar and a Tafel, all of a sudden, the Tafel loses its standing in the presence of the Iker. So according to Rashi, that's a big fiddish, it's usually not assumed by halacha. According to Rashi, at least according to the reading of the Rashi suggested by the Paris Yosef and Sam and Ari, so that the Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina to Av and Tolda? The Gemara says, I'll tell you what nafkamina is, that if you do both Av and Tolda together, the Tolda disappears. Okay, right, that's a real nafkamina. Right. And here's other nafkaminas also. Right? It's going to disappear even though he did the Avamezid, or he gives other cases also. Interesting. That's not usually assumed by halacha, though. Usually we assume that if you do two toldos of the same Av, you're also only chayav one because of the chiluk blas. So it remains sort of like a funny. And the truth is, you should know this question. The Paris Yosef doesn't raise a question in the Gemara, he just talks about Rashi. The Shita Mikubet says, does. Quote three different Rishonim who raised this question in the Gemara. It's if you want to look up inside, Dibra Maskel Aav, and then the very next to your Maskel Mafkamina, then the very next to your Maskel Vezeh Lashon Hagilion. All three, quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who raises this question. He says, well, you could have just flipped off and told her, be all the same. He quotes the Gilion, some anonymous marginal note, some Rishon or another who asked that question. And they both, by the way, say, well, wait till you get to the end of the Gemara. Maybe the second answer will help you more. It's interesting. And then Mari Katz, I would love to get my hands on the Sefer. I don't think it's available. But it's quoted extensively in Shita Mekubetzes. The Tosfos Mari Katz, so he asks the question. And he gives an answer that sounds a little bit like what Ari was saying. Maybe not exactly, but along these lines. So that's interesting. So I guess, okay, let's see what we have so far, and then let's go away. So the Gemara said, Shabbos is Tolos and Kyotzma. Good. The Gemara says, but there has to be something between Avos and Tolos. No. Kind of we're assuming there is. So the first Gemara's answer was this whole business of Chiluk. In the world of Chiluk Malachas, don't you see that Avos and Tolos are operating differently? Answer number one. Now we look at this and say, we might have a kasha. Because it doesn't really seem like it's between Av versus a Tolda. It doesn't seem like it's differentiating between whether any given act is in. Why does it matter whether Mashka is a Tolda or an Av? You don't seem to have answer that unless you accept Rashi's Chesh. Right? As noted, the language noted by Sam and Afkamina given by Av. So if you're willing to accept Rashi's Chesh, which you don't accept in the Halacha, so then, the Gemara's answer is making enough Kamina. If you don't accept Rashi's Chiddush, or you don't think that Rashi actually said that, so then the Gemara didn't really fully answer the question. Yeah, Jonathan.
I don't know, sorry.
Structure. Good. So the Gemara could have said, we're not so excited by this answer. The Gemara did not really say that. It sort of did. They said this answer is really great if you hold.
Not like our rules.
Right. If you hold that Avison told us you're only chayav one, that's great. But there's a Tanner Belezer who increases, disagrees. The fourth to last line, the first wide line of Beis Avinah, the last word. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayiv told him, Malkum Am, this is all great if you hold that when you do Zorei and Mashi, only Chayiv one. But the Tanner Belezer disagrees. He says, Zorei and Mashi, Chayiv two. And we act in Melech HaShabbos, another Karban Chatzis. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayiv told him, Malkum Am, Amai Karelei told, so what's going on? According to him, why coin this an Av and that a told him? It's all the same. You chayv chatz. You do one, you chayv chatz. One chatz. You do two, you chayv two chatz. You do ten, you chayv ten chatz. Okay, so an Av, a told her. This Av, a told her. Some other. It's all irrelevant for Belezer. Every time you do a new act of Chil Shabbos, there's a new carbon chatz. So the answer, however much that answer satisfied, the first answer satisfied us, of Chiluk Malachas, again, if you don't hold like Rashi, it's still a little bit funny. We're still not 100% sure what to make of it, or maybe we'll come back to that. But it only works if you hold that to din. Rubles doesn't hold that whole din of that Avin told the only chayav one. So what's he going to say? Amaya kari le'av ma'akar. Why do you call this an Avin? Call that a told him. So the Gemara answers well, and it has a different girso. We show him different girsos, a number of different girsos, in what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara says, well, it has to do with hach dahava b'mishkan. Chashiva kari le'av. If it was in the Mishkan, there are different ways of punctuating this. Either if it was in the Mishkan, if it was chashiv in the Mishkan, it's called an av. Or I mean, if it was in the Mishkan, then it's chashiv and called an av. Hach de lo hav in the Mishkan, chashiva kari le'tov. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, chashiv, you call it tov. What does that mean? Might mean if it's not so important if it wasn't in the Mishkan. Or maybe what the Gemara more likely means is the Tosis works on, we showed it both here and Misach HaShabbos work on different yourselves and different interpretations. If it wasn't Chashev in the Mishkan, then it would be called the Tzolta, maxim. It needs to have been Chashev in the Mishkan. What does that mean? So let's branch out a little bit. Gemara in the first mission, 11th parak of Shabbos, says if you throw from Shazram Shuziyachid, you're Chayav Chavis. That's a malacha. Carrying, throwing from Shazram Shuziyachid, Chayav Chavis. So, what should, if you want to know why is carrying Chil Shabbos, what should we ask? Where did they do in the Mishkan? You saw the Gemara Mem Tesla and Beis. The Gemara says, where did the malachas come from? The answer is, whatever they did in the Mishkan is a malacha. Right? Okay, so you want to know how come Zoreya is a melacha? But cool, let's figure out where did they plant in the process of Mishkan making. The answer is they had to dye. They need various dyes, some of which are plant based. So they need to plow and plant and harvest in order to get those dye materials. Okay, you asked me, why is it melacha to kill an animal on Shabbos? The answer is because there were parts of the Mishkan made of leather, so you need to trap an animal and kill the animal and skin it, and all those steps to make leather in order to make the Mishkan. And so therefore, those steps in the process are all malachos and shavos. Right? That's the Gemara of Tes on the base. Based on, presumably, the beginning of Parashat Yakel, where the Moshe Rabbeinu is about to tell the Jewish people about making the Mishkan, and first, it seems very awkwardly, strikingly, say, by the way, you gotta be careful, don't do malacha on Shabbos, and I'll talk about the Mishkan. Non sequitur. Well, why are you talking about Shabbos is very important, but what's it doing here? The answer is that to create the sruchim that we're always looking through Chumash trying to figure out what's malacha. It's very clear in Chumash that whatever malacha is, you really shouldn't do it on Shabbos. So many times you it's so important, it's an oath, and you chayiv Nisa, and you chayiv Kar, this is like serious stuff. So it's strikingly, the Torah is strikingly ambiguous. It keeps saying to do malacha on Shabbos like the worst thing in the world. It's one of the worst things in the world. So severe. By the way, what's malacha? very obvious ambiguity. You keep telling me how chomer is doing malacha, you don't tell me what malacha is. So the Gemara says, see, here's the clue. At the end of Chumash Shmos, the Torah goes out of its way to, in a very seemingly awkward way, jam another reference to Shabbos in right before Torah Mishkan. It says, that's your answer. That's the clue. You wonder what malacha is. Whatever they did in the Mishkan, that's a malacha that you should not do on Shabbos. So, and that's the commandment that you saw them testing the base. The different approaches, that's the dominant approach. The way you know what the malachas are is look at the processes that went in, that were involved in making the mission. All of a sudden, the Gemara Daf Sariba says, well, how come carrying from Shazam Shiyachid is malacha? You saw Memphis, the price says, because they carried in the course of constructing and deconstructing the Mishkan. The Gemara then starts saying, there's a pasuk, I can show you a pasuk. The Torah says you can't carry on Shabbos. The Tosis is pasuk. Who's the pasuk? Do we need a pasuk to tell me you can't shef the animals on Shabbos? Do we need a pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to write on Shabbos? Do we need a pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to grind on Shabbos? No, they did the Mishkan. That's all you need. All of a sudden, carrying, you do need a pasuk. Why? The Tosis answers, and other Bali Tosis say even more in Tzayivav, top Tzayivav of Beis, carrying is not really a malacha. Carrying is a weak malacha. It is what Tosis calls a malacha gerua. Shvach. It's a weak malacha. What do you mean it's a weak malacha? Carrying those enormous beams of wood on and off the trucks, that's a whole lot harder than grinding a little bit of wheat. Certainly a whole lot harder than writing a couple of letters on a piece of parchment. Well, why is carrying a malacha gerua? Apparently it wasn't chash. It wasn't chash. The answer is that what is it that malacha is supposed to rub? Why is it Torah said don't do malacha? What's the chumash? What's the evidence of chumash? How come we're not supposed to do malacha on Shabbos? Right? We're supposed to. We're reenacting Hakadosh Baruch Hu during Shesh Shemay Bereishis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was active for 6 days. And then day seven comes and he stops creating the universe. So we too are supposed to do that. Now let me ask you a question. Was the Lord working hard during those 6 days when he was creating the universe? Was he sweating? No. Misha Omar Vahaya Ha'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu just willed the universe into existence. Matter of fact, Misha Omar, Baruch Sha Omar Vahaya Ha'olam, where did that come from? That God spoke and the universe came into existence. Very good. Right? The Torah says, Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer. And the Tanoim, very good. The Tanoim, the beginning of the fifth parak of Avos, which is all the parak of numbers, the very first number, the fifth parak of Avos, is if Baruch Shalom created the world with 10 ma'amaros, 10 utterances. And the Gemara wants to know, Mishnah wants to know how come 10, why not one? But the Tanoim noticed and highlighted the fact that the Baruch Shalom's creative process is described as speaking. What does it mean that Baruch Shalom spoke? Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Remember there was no one listening. The tree falls in the forest, right? No one hears. But more than that, there was no air. When he didn't speak to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have vocal cords. And there was no sound if there was no air. What do you mean Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or? What does that mean? So obviously it's a metaphor. It's describing some divine reality in human terms, because all we're able to understand is what we've experienced in human terms. So it's an imperfect human description of a certain divine reality. But what do we describe? And Tanam highlights an important description. What's it saying? To describe Hashem's creative process as speaking, I'll tell you what I think. Human beings have different ways of actualizing our will. I have an idea. I want something to happen. How do I get from want to happen? So sometimes I can roll up my sleeves and get it done. There can be other ways of getting stuff done. Of all the ways I can get stuff done, in other words, let's say I want to hear this. I want to get this Gemara to the Gvach Beis Medrash. So I can either pick it up and walk it over and drop it off, or I can pick it up and get on my bike. It's a little bit easier. Get on my scooter. It's even easier, right? The easiest is to just say this Gemara needs to get to the Gvach Beis Medrash, and someone else takes it. Right? That's the lowest of all the different ways I could realize my will. The one that requires the least effort is speech for a human being. one of his work, maybe no one's going to listen to it. Right? But when we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke, he didn't speak the way human beings speak. But it does mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu willed the universe. The universe exists because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to. He just willed it into existence with a minimum, with no effort. Was effortless. So the best human equivalent is Amira. Basar Ma'amaras Nivra Olam. So if we want, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recreate 6 days of Malacha and the seventh day not. 6 days of Bria, excuse me, and the seventh day not. Well, it's not primarily about sweating for 6 days and not sweating on the seventh day. It's also true that you should be careful not to exert yourself. Tirchi Yisrael is wrong on Shabbos, but that's not the core idea of Malacha. That's an additional thing. The core idea of Malacha has to do with, in some human way, we're going to, in some human analogy to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped working hard. It's that HaKadosh, because he wasn't working hard at all. What he was incredibly creative. He created an entire universe, Yishmael. That's Nihil. That's the ultimate in creativity. No effort, but maximum creativity. So we also are called upon to step back from creative activity on Shabbos. That's what the Malachas are. And by the way, that's why the Toldos, Magen Mishnah, the seventh, take a look at Magen Mishnah, the Rambam, so as you look at the seventh part of Shabbos, he says, that's why when you look at the Avos and Toldos, we care both in terms of what's considered to be an Avon, though it's not identical, and in terms of what we're looking to be the same in an Avon and Tolda. It's much less about process, it's much more about product. You use different tools in Zoreya and Mashke are very different. One, I'm actually putting plant material into the ground. The other one, I'm pouring water into the ground. Plants are already there. But the goal is the same, which is either creating or starting or furthering plant growth. Tochen, I use mortar and pestle or grindstone. Chotech dak, I use a knife and a cutting board. But the result is similar. That I'm taking, that's Rambam Sura, the Rambam says in Parag Zayin, I'm taking a large item and breaking it down to smaller constituent parts. It's the same output, the same creative nugget, the same creative kernel. Juicing and lemon might be the same malacha as threshing grain. You do it very differently, very different degrees of effort, but the same core, in abstract terms, is the same result of removing an item from its natural encasement. It looks different, the methods are different, the tools are different, but the creative output is the same. And that's what malacha is, because after all, I know we have almost zero time left. That's what malacha is, or maybe even less than zero time left. That's what malacha is all about. It's not about tircha, it's about creative output. And that, Rabbi Osai, is why carrying is not really a classical malacha, because they didn't change anything. They also spoke in making the Mishkan. You can't do a group project without communication, but talking isn't the malacha. Why not? They could not have made a Mishkan malacha without speech. True. But you're not making any, you're not changing any item through talking. Even carrying, taking something to a new place, it's the same item. Talmud the Torah and says, that's also the malacha. The same item, new context, a little bit of new item also. But that's what the Gemara here is saying. It has to have been in the Mishkan in a chashav way. They spoke, they breathed, they walked the Mishkan, it's very nice. That does not malacha make. If it was chashav, it was not malacha guru, it's creative, changing items, being macharish something to chetash malacha in the Mishkan, that is an av malacha.